Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. I am a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, radio show host of Just Believe on Sundays at 7, and also Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. I'm a co-host on that show, which airs on Friday nights at 7 p.m. I wanted to take a minute to say hello to everyone and welcome everyone back from our holiday break. I know some of our shows were playing, some of them were playing reruns. All the shows have been kind of doing their own thing, getting through the holidays, but we are all back and we are all, I believe, back running live now, starting, if not last week, this week. Anyone who had turned in for love, liberty, and lip gloss on Friday night, you got a rerun instead of a live show. We had to reschedule that show based on one of our hosts being sick and the other one being having some car issues. So it was just me and our guests. So we decided to reschedule it. So we are going to definitely be airing that show 2 weeks from Friday. And of course, anyone, Just Believe talks about, we cover lots of different areas under the metaphysical umbrella, spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, the paranormal, a lot of different things. And if you are an expert or know of an expert that fits into one of those categories and you'd possibly like to be on my show, send me an email to lisa@lisatarvis.com, lisa@lisatarves.com. Tonight, if you have any questions, we're going to be talking with Bart Smith tonight. If you have any questions at all, you can call in to ask him or to ask in general questions. The show number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. You can call in and just listen to the show from that number, from your phone or your whatever you're using, or you can call in and get put to be on the air by pressing 1 when you call in. So we'd be happy to take calls. Anybody has any questions tonight? So tonight we're going to be talking to Bart Smith. I believe he's on the line with me here. But I want to quickly read his bio before I bring him on. Bart has been studying martial arts off and on most of his life. And for the last 25 years, he's been training in internal arts, healing arts, and a combination of Hakomi and Jungian psychotherapy, shamanic healings, or teachings, and I'm not sure if I pronounced any of that right, so we'll get him to say it again when we get him on. But he's trained in North and South America with North and South America shamans. He's certified master practitioner of the, again, not sure I'm pronouncing this right, Yuen method, of which he has trained for 20 years. He also is a grand master of Tai Chi and combines Aikwan, Kung Fu, and a mixture of other arts at his academies in Sweden and Nevada. For the last 15 years, he's built an international training, healing, and coaching company. He's working on 5 continents and has combined what has worked for him and evolved it into a highly effective work of his own. He has assisted well over 25,000 clients from all walks of life and social strata. Bart's gift in listening is Bart's gift is listening and simplicity. He works with principals which interface with martial arts, Chinese medicine, Western medicine, and the natural way. So that's who we're going to be talking to tonight, and I'm hoping this is him on the air with me right now. Is that you, Bart?
That's me.
Hello, Lisa. Hi, great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So you can fix the, craziness that I was just trying to pronounce all that stuff. Tell us some of the things you're trained in, pronouncing them correctly, because I'm sure I butchered them.
No, you actually did quite well. My last name's Smythe. That's the only problem you had. But it's Irish. People think it's Smith.
Irish pronounce it Smythe.
Yeah, Hakomi and Jungian were forms of psychotherapy that were combined with shamanic practice when I first jumped off into looking at myself and how I fit in the world, let's put it that way. And then the other arts you pronounce properly.
Okay. All right. And so when you started, was this something that you kind of always felt like an ability to heal people? Was that something that you always had with you, or when did you come about being, you know, aware of the healing abilities that you had?
Well, the first time I actually saw that I had some kind of intuitive touch or approach was a friend of mine had multiple sclerosis, and I studied Aikido with her acupuncturist that was treating her in Michigan. I would go by her house to and from Battle Creek, which is quite a distance for me to travel, but I'd stop and give her a massage, and it was an intuitive massage, and my fingers and hands would go to places where, being in her condition, she would get immediate reaction and response, and oftentimes improved. So that's actually how I started when I first started seeing it. The rest of it came through training and exposure to great teachers. Yeah.
So how did you? What made you start? What made you decide to? Really make it a career. I mean, really get started in it and having this as your as a business.
It happened in San Francisco. I had been in a series of injuries and accidents. My wife is a sports enthusiast, and also a few car accidents in San Francisco. Somebody ran a red light and crashed into me broadside. And to get well, I had to get many different types of therapy. And so I didn't know whether or not I would be able to continue in my – I had an architectural contracting firm. I didn't know whether I'd be able to continue at the level that I had at the time. So I started studying that, which was assisting me, thinking, well, maybe it's time for a career change. So that it slowly took over my life. Yeah.
So, how long have you been actually doing it as a takeover of your life? Like, you know, total time wise that you've been doing it full time.
1992 is when I transitioned all the way. And so, how many?
Yeah,
count that up, right?
Yeah.
Do math real quick. It's about 25 years, so 25, 26 years. And
tell me what kinds of things, what kind of problems can you help people with? What kind of things can you help people fix?
Well, depending on the level of trauma in a system, I mean, literally, I come with the approach that everybody's system, body, mind, and spirit have the ability to correct or improve anything, be it physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, or spiritual. But in my exposure, I have seen improvement with really literally everything that has come my way. And again, depending on the level of trauma, say either a lot of surgeries or impact traumas and things like that, that are definitely, you know, in a place of non-return or non-repair, but all surrounding issues with those can be improved too. So that's, I've seen improvement on almost anything and everything that you can think of. Even when people are moving through into their passing and transition, they can be helped to be guided, as many people do, in different ways. So, yeah.
So how do you, like, is this like hands-on healing, like something like Reiki would be, or is it something different?
This is different. I'm schooled in Reiki and other forms of energetic work, being present is necessary, but this is done with thought and intention, mainly what I do. So, no, I don't have to be present.
So you don't have to, you don't have to, well, how do you, so you don't have to do it with, it doesn't have to be hands-on, it doesn't have to be, the person doesn't have to be in person with you.
No, not at all. I, most of my work, as you read, I live most of my time in Sweden, but my clientele is global, and I can work with everybody at a distance. Thank God for Skype.
I think we all feel like that anymore. Skype's made life a lot easier.
It really has. And it's nice to be able to meet people and see them on the screen, too. You
know. Right.
So, no, that's where most of my work is done, on one-to-one clients. Of course, at my academy, I have or my offices in Sweden, in Nevada, I have people come and see me in person, but no.
Do you tell the listeners and me some of the things that you've done that are, I don't know, maybe some of the things that you've seen that you know, I know in my work, you know, with practicing energy healing and the way I do, which is mostly through Shambhala and through Reiki, you know, you see amazing things happen. You see miracles really occurring. Do you have any stories that just, you know, are just, I don't know, like, to me that they're mind-blowing, the things that you were able to do with intention and with energy? I know you have, but can you tell us some of those stories?
Sure. Well, if you go to my website, which is www.amoderndayshaman.net, you'll see pictures of before and after of an eyeball with Denise Black, who's now my business
manager. I did see that. That's on the homepage, I believe. I think I saw that when I was doing some research.
Yeah, and that's like the first time that's happened that's been documented. And we call that a medical miracle. That was great. She's my first Tai Chi student in Nevada. She and her friends were my first students, and she's been with me since 1992 and a half. I moved to Nevada and started a healing center there in Tai Chi school. But yeah, she was losing her eye, and this was a process that, you know, it wasn't a one-shot deal. Her cornea was just about gone. But the rebuild and how that rebuilt was amazing for me as well, her, because I learned things about the eye structurally and energetically that I've never taught or learned or found in any anatomy book. But some of my favorite stories are with animals. I do a lot of work with pets and horses. And just 2 weeks ago, a student in Sweden called me at midnight, rushing to the hospital with their cat was dying. And the owner of the cat didn't know that she was calling me. And it was a after midnight call. And it was one of those things, you know, synchronistically, I happened to just be awake at that time.
Right.
And, handling some other business, you know how that works. And then, so anyway, the cat was just about dead, cold, and in the owner's lap, and barely breathing. And she's had a full recovery. 20-year-old cat had a full recovery. It was doing immediately. It was doing better. The guy didn't, as I said, he didn't know that I was working while they were driving to the hospital. He was in the back lane, and she's warming up now, and she's breathing well, and they send me pictures and little texts every day almost to show me how well the cat's doing. And so that was kind of like a on the brink back in real time, which was nice. I mean, I'm amazed all the time, even with, it doesn't have to be these great miraculous things for me.
Right.
I also work with people coaching and with emotional and psychological traumas. And I'm always amazed at the courage and the bravery of people to step up and take a look at themselves, what's happened, and move forward in their lives. So it could be one of these miraculous things like that, but the bravery of people is also the best that it's endearing to me.
Yeah, I think that's true too. I find that, you know, so much of the stuff that I work with my clients, you know, all starts with some kind of emotional issue that ends up causing a physical problem, you know, and it can be years later, or just a lot of times something they haven't let go of or forgiven or, you know, whatever. And that is some of the most amazing things that I find myself doing, and I'm sure that's exactly what you mean with what you're saying. It's really people curing themselves, you know, in a way. They're really really doing it themselves, and they're doing the work themselves.
Absolutely.
It's just, you know, it's just a matter of directing them down the right road. So do you teach this method of healing that you do? Is it something that anyone can learn, or do you kind of feel like you were just born able to do it?
No, I teach, and I've been teaching this for 19 years, the one method, the healing method. I also have developed courses that are more of a transmission of intention and principle, I guess I would say it that way, because of my background in shamanic work and psychotherapies that I had to, I didn't have to, but I guess I was led to, I would say that. These principles I bring into other planes that will give a full spectrum approach for people who want to get into working with people. I wasn't born with this, but I think we're all born with it.
I do too.
We all have the same apparatus. It's what you focus on.
Right.
And I kind of like had to focus so. More than one time in my life.
Yeah. Do you think that?
Personal.
Do you think that, like, do you do what I always call, like, I don't know, when I'm doing healing, I can kind of see what I'm healing, like in my mind's eye. Do you find that, and then I'll start putting up like goofy names on, and I'll be, you know, in my mind's eye, I'm squirting Get Better Juice on, you know, something, or, you know, like I have all these goofy names for stuff. And it's kind of like what I call like psychic surgery, my own form of it. Do you ever go there and do that kind of thing? Do you ever find yourself doing that? Or are you just focused on the healing and not so much what you're healing?
What I do is very specific sometimes, and then sometimes it's really following a feeling, and it's kind of like being guided. I call it myself, it's being guided by the client. And so it can be very specific, like with the eye, it was very mechanical, and also where the information came was from places that were not just the client. So there was assistance from other places where the information came. But as far as, I don't have any like healing juice that I think about, something like that, but I think I know what you're saying, that you're, it's a non-specific, but intention and seeing.
Yeah, it's
and
just
knowing.
Like it's just like kind of a. It's like a just in my mind. You know, I'll see a tear, and I'll picture myself sewing the tear, and I'm doing it, you know, completely in my mind, and you know, and through the energy, you know, that's coming from me, but I don't. You know, and I just make it silly because I just make everything silly. I mean, it's just, you know, my way of doing stuff.
Well, that's, you know, that's, I don't do that with my clients, actually, but, you know, when I was guided by a karate master who had shattered his hand breaking stones or bricks one time, and he had broken it so badly that they said he would never be able to use his hand again. And he used visualization, and he used little guys with construction hats and tool belts to go in there and rebuild his hand and then polish it up with jeweler's polish, sandpaper. And 17 months later, he came back and did the same demonstration successfully with the same hand. This guy gave me that, and I used that on some of my breaks and injuries in training the martial arts, that type of visualization. So, yeah, I can. But when I'm working with my clients, oftentimes it's very technical, and I'm into technical. I kind of call myself – I see myself as a technician more than a healer. So that's my approach. But absolutely, that's a good idea. It's not something I would not do.
Yeah, it's just I just find
it works, right?
It works. That's the weird thing is that, and it's just one of those things where you know, that you just kind of think, you kind of just like think, hey, I'm going to do it. And I don't always do it that way. I mean, every time I do it, every time I'm working on a client, in a different way. I'm guided to do things in whatever way, you know. And I don't think it's ever the same twice, two times. You know, it's always slightly different.
Sure,
I don't
sure.
follow the hand That's positions good. And all of that stuff. I'm more focused on working on chakras and all of that. So, you know, I just do my own thing, and that's what I mean. This sounds obviously a little more, a little different than what I do. But what I'm wondering too is, what about people that have, you know, addiction, somebody who's addicted to alcohol or drugs, or somebody that bites their nails or, you know, twirls their hair or I don't know, whatever, you know, this bad habits and addictions. Can you help people with those as well?
I have. Yeah, I've had OCR, obsessive compulsive stuff, OCD, I mean. I've worked with somebody with, you know, like the Jack Nicholson movie, who would actually spend 2 hours before she could get out of her apartment checking the stove, checking the water, checking the doors.
Yeah.
And she's free to travel. She's absolutely fine now. And I do a lot of work with addictions. It's something that is close to me. It was close to my home. I grew up in Los Angeles. And so during the 60s and 70s, I was a young guy, but all the older brothers got involved with drugs. And so I missed the main push, but I was right there where it all happened. So I have a experience of my own there, and I have had a lot of success. And right now, I mean, I had success in my own life and working with the results of those problems. And then I'm working now with children. I'm donating my time with some children here or young men in the local area in Sweden where I live, in northern Sweden. And I'm working with not only over-the-counter and under-the-counter drug addiction, but the biggest component of that is the video games that these guys are doing while they're on the drugs. So first they're relaxing the brain and putting these chemicals in there, and then they're sitting there and playing hours and hours and hours of, literally, they could be on there all day and all night video games.
Right.
And this digital addiction, yeah. So I've developed some programs for that, and within a very short amount of time, had some very good results. But it's like anything else, it's kind of like you can get drugs, you know, people away from drugs, but videos are everywhere. Cell phone.
Yeah, I would think that would be a really hard thing to break. I mean, you have your phone with you, and you get bored, you break out your phone, and you start playing Candy Crush or something. You know, it's just so easy to reach for something like that. You know, I would think that would be really hard to break someone of.
It is, and that's where the martial arts come in for me.
Okay.
And, it has to be my experience. It has to be like anything. Any 12-step program is a program of attraction. And what I see happen with the video addiction is people are actually, they create like this bubble around them, and they don't know that they're doing it. And I actually wound up doing it myself with a bad injury I had here, skiing, and afterwards I hit my head really bad, slipping on the ice, you know, from starting that thing.
Right.
I found myself watching YouTubes all the time.
Right.
And it was amazing how I just had to stop, you know, I just unplugged. And now I come back and I don't have that. I mean, I had to do it on my own, work on myself first. And then I said, oh, okay. So I'm working with the brain. I'm working with the body. And the movement of the martial arts is so beautiful, especially Wing Chun, Kung Fu, and Tai Chi combined. I bring those together. And, oh, yeah, you made it. One of the things you didn't pronounce properly is each one, which is ICHUAN, which is intention.
Okay.
Training, intention training. And this is the foundation of Taoist practice that was missed and brought back in the early 1900s. And this is also profoundly effective and simple for people. So it is tough, but once I can get there, I have the ability to, at my academy, get kids out of their environment and do this, pretty soon it becomes a very attractive thing for them, because they can see what's possible very quickly with the energetic martial arts. And they go, okay, wow, there is something new here that I had no clue. It's more than Kung Fu or karate or boxing. And, it's that, like, this mystery that wakes up their curiosity. So these are programs I'm actually hoping to develop. I've built programs that I'm actually putting online pretty soon that people can buy on my website to do this for themselves and their families, to as a basic, like, brain reorganization and structure and digital release and delete program. And that's working. I've given that to even people with autism. And there's been some, they're not, there's different levels of autism, and ones that I can work with, that's how I developed this. It's on that and on digital addiction. So, yeah.
What are people complaining about with the digital addiction? Are they complaining that they're, you know, getting nothing accomplished? Are they actually not able to go to work because they're so addicted to playing these games or videos? Are they just feeling like they're just feeling like their days are wasted? I mean, what's the complaint that you hear about somebody who really feels like they're addicted to this?
Mainly, the complaint is that their parents want them to stop.
Right. Yeah. Get a job. Study.
Well, I mean, I have one client who he's 20 years old in Stockholm. And his parents It's kind of like that guy in Hangover 2. I just watched that the other day, that movie.
Oh,
and
that's hysterical. The guy with the beard.
Yeah, the mother's coming up to get his lunch from him, and he's upset that he didn't get told there was dessert. And is there dessert? And his mother's, you know, serving him and apologizing. These people actually have to serve their child at the door. He will not leave his room or his bathroom. And he's like, you know, and they want me to help, but the parents are in the system, like any kind of substance abuse problem. They're codependent. They're scared. Yeah. They don't know what to do. And the kids are having violent outbursts. You know,
my kids would, if that were my kids, they would starve before I would bring them food to their door. I'm serious. They would starve.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's what I mean. It's so this is the, and then, well, I have a young guy here locally that, it's like I said, they have to see that there's another way. So he was so bad. He was taking pills and smoking hash and drinking and smoking cigarettes all day long. And his mother was a friend of ours, and she asked me to help him. I took him on a business trip to Germany with me, where I did shamanic work and other work. And I kept him on a good diet and defragged his brain and stuff after 2 weeks. And then he came back and was actually starting to, on the trip, make moves and choices for himself. And anyway, he had to see that there was something different for him. It's taken him a whole nother year and not showing up. And I don't chase these guys, but he just requested my presence, and we're working with a team of doctors and social workers, and they're using my technologies with him because it's really in his life. It's the only time that he started coming alive and seeing how he had. This is exciting.
Yeah, that must feel good. I mean, that must feel really good, especially when you have the other people like that are practicing a more modern medicine type of approach, digging in and listening to your approach.
Absolutely, and I'm listening to theirs. I mean, we all have to work together on this. It was an honor to be with them, and I felt really grateful to be part of it. To see the whole community coming together for this one young man who's finally decided, you know what, I need, and they're going to place him, you know, with my suggestion, place him where he can get away from the drugs and the, you know, it's a lifestyle. Kids don't have a lot of direction, and,
That's pretty much what they say, people, places, and things. I mean, it's the thing, everything that you surround yourself with, and it's a complete lifestyle change. I mean, you know, I think that every time, you know, you talk to somebody who wants to go on a diet or something like that, I'm like, dieting doesn't work. There's a reason it doesn't work, because you have to change your relationship with food. You have to change your relationship with moving, you know, with exercise, all that kind of thing. It's a lot more than just cutting out some calories for a short period of time. That doesn't solve the issue. And I think with addiction, similar, you know, with drug addiction or whatever the addiction might be.
Yes.
So when somebody comes to you, whether it's for an addiction or a physical issue, how long do you normally work with them? I always find that clients come in and they think I'm going to wave a magic wand or something and they're going to get better. And, you know, in one session, other ones that don't. I mean, I have some that actually understand that it's a process, but how long does it usually last for you that you have to see someone or meet with someone, have sessions with someone before they start seeing results or before they're better?
Well, it's variable. My intention is to get it done in one session. That's what I come with. But you've asked me a couple of different questions. So everybody's different. This woman's eyes, this is a series of sessions over 3 years. And now we're just about at the end of that process. and it wasn't like hours and hours. It was just keeping the work going. But I get results, or my clients get results often instantly and immediately, and they can be extremely long-lasting. And depending on their situation, what type of components have brought this to be a problem.
Right.
I've worked with people like this obsessive compulsive woman. It took us a year. And
right.
I think I did probably 8 hours worth of work with her in total. But
right.
she'd been in therapy 15 years.
Right.
So eight hours of, and I traveled to her home and troubleshot her experience in her home too. There. So everybody's different, but I really shoot for, I see a lot of things really turn around within one session.
Right. Yeah.
I
think you can see, you should be able to, I think for most methods of energy healing, you should be able to see improvement in one session. And depending on the issue, I think, like I said, for me, I noticed that so many of the issues that I see, so many of the issues that people come to me with come from an emotional, something that they've hung on to emotionally. And sometimes, people are very receptive to changing that way of thinking, and other times they're not. So do you feel like it depends on the client how long it's going to take? It depends on who you're working with and how they're thinking and what they're willing to release and things like that?
Well, again, I think it's always up to the client because they're going to be showing what's necessary to be addressed. And also, I think it's a level of skill. I think for me, that's an iffy place to go, because it's kind of like the martial arts. It's like my skill at listening and sensitivity and neutrality when I'm with, playing with people with sparring and things like that with the internal martial arts, it makes a difference on the quality of play that takes place and where you can go with it. So I love what I do because, without being a braggart or anything like that, it's just that I have a lot of experience and a lot of skill at listening. And so I believe it's really the both of us. But I think at each level along my way of growing, I think, as I said, this is a matter of training and experience for me too. I've always had that cooperating component of the clients there to get the job done.
Right.
So we're working together. So I think it's a mix there, but it does take, you have more experience than somebody just jumping into your work too. And I'm sure that you see things, and have learned approaches with people, that shortcut and refine the process so people get what they need more than if they just blank went to somebody without your skill. So would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's very true. I do. I think it's very dependent on every person and every whether it's the healer or the client. I think it's a team thing kind of. I'm wondering what's your goal? What's your goal? What do you really want to accomplish in your lifetime? What do you want to leave behind, for people to remember, who Bart Smyth is and what you contributed to, either, the individuals that you worked with or just to the world in general?
That's a good question. That's a funny question to think about for me, because I don't think about leaving anything behind, but I think what I would it's more about what do I want to expose as possible and share now. And that is that the, I guess if I was to leave anything behind, it would be that things that seemingly are unapproachable or unchangeable in our lives just aren't so. And that everybody has the power to become who they are. And the proper guidance and, you know, like I'm following a long trail of masters in everything I do. If I didn't have them to follow, I wouldn't be where I am. So I guess that's all I would say. If I'm going to keep going forward, and those that want to see and get curious about what I'm doing, then that would be what I would leave behind is the potential and the proof of that potential from all the work and fun that I've had. So it could be fun. And, yeah.
I always think it's a good question to ask people, and I think, you know, and people get tripped up on it all the time because they're just like, you know, people don't like to think about that far in the future or, you know, that kind of thing. But you know, I think it gives each one of us the knowledge that we are making a difference and that people are learning from us and that each person you heal is going to pass on a story that is going to outlive each of us, you know, the story.
I tell you,
of how,
I mean, for me,
how they healed, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And for me, it's, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, 25 years ago when I was building in San Francisco, I drove a Harley. I did karate before that and boxing. And I really wasn't sensitive in many ways or in touch with more than what I was in front of me at the time.
Right.
And if somebody came to, in fact, a psychic in San Francisco, I went to a psychic fair, told me that I'd come to do this in this lifetime. And I looked at her, I said, what a quack. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Like, then I knew psychics were full of it, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
And then years later, I'm doing it and I'm going, okay. I didn't know. So.
She was right. That one was right.
Yeah.
It's an interesting world to see, you know, and I like to, I don't know. I just like to focus on, I think it gives, you know, everybody, a lot of times, people that are in this type of work, you know, that are in some kind of spiritual work, doing spiritual work or energy healing and things like that. I don't really think that, you know, a lot of times you see these people that are so famous and have so much money and are just like, you know, life is great. Most of us are doing this for completely different reasons and than just, you know, to obviously everybody has to make a living, but it goes beyond that. And I think that sometimes it's frustrating because I know for me, sometimes I think, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? Why am I taking on, you know, all this stuff from all these other people when just getting through my own life without all that, it can be a challenge, you know? And, but once in a while to think about what it is that, you know, the small changes that you can make, you know, like even I wrote a book, I'm writing a second book now and it's, you know, it's a lot of work to write a book. It's a lot of work. And I'm thinking, why? And then you sit there and you're like, you know what? It's not, certainly not to be rich because I'm not making any money off these books, really. I mean, I'm really not making much money off of selling books. I mean, there's a little bit of money, but there's not a lot of money. But it's more about the fact that if a couple of people read this book and learn something and make a couple of subtle changes to their life that then affect some other people, you know, I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it's very true. It makes it worth it.
Sure.
You know, to me, it just makes.
And money, money's okay too.
And money is a good thing. Money is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Makes the world go around. But I mean, you know, we're all not gonna. Everybody's not gonna become, you know, world renowned. you know, Wayne Dyer motivational speakers. You know, I don't know.
I love Wayne Dyer. Yeah,
I do too.
I think I hear what you're saying.
I use his name all the time, but I know people that know him personally, and everyone tells me he is just a fantastic human being. So, you know, no doubt about that.
He made a big impact on my life.
Right. And you hear a lot of people that say the same thing.
I think most of us come to this work out of need, and that's how it was for me. I could be retired now at that stage with my company. My partner is. He just finished building his greenhouse, and I won't say where, but he's on the beach and surfing, and we grew up together. He's my best friend. And my life took another direction. And
right.
Not that I don't earn a living, but as far as that wasn't – it was really – and it still is very fulfilling. And
right.
There's always new, every client's new, and
it's kind of like a calling, and I mean, it's so weird to say that, because like I said, I'm sounding like a freaking cliche, like a brochure or something, but honestly, it is kind of like that. It kind of is something, it's a need to do something for other people to help them, and it's and then it gets more specific based on, I don't know, your own makeup, your own, what it is that's been given to you, you know, as a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know. It gets a little weird, but and I do. It does, like I said, I don't want to sound like a brochure, because I know not everybody is going to not everybody wants to be healed this way. Not everybody understands it. Not everybody believes it works. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion, obviously, but the people that are actually doing it, a lot of people, like what you're saying, have sacrificed other careers and probably like an earlier retirement or a totally different financial lifestyle to do this sort of work.
Yeah, it can be that way. And, I personally coach and work with people. I'm also building a substantial career in whatever we'd love to do. And I'd lost the joy of construction when I got hit by that truck. Anyway, I was in the office. I was in the office and doing all the accounting and doing all the numbers and running like a rat around San Francisco, while all my friends were at the out in the Redwoods building this really beautiful house that I started. So
right.
It's like I didn't sacrifice fun, but I did sacrifice for a long time that income. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And it is sort of like anything else when you feel but you see the results. And you were saying something about people believing in what this is. I tell people I'm not interested in anybody believing anything.
That's what I tell people too.
Yeah, these are results, and if I didn't get the results I got, I wouldn't do it. I'd go back to building.
Absolutely.
And I could go back. Yeah. So it's fun and it's exciting and it's rewarding in many ways. So.
Well, tell everyone, before we end the show, I want to give you an opportunity to tell everyone how they can get a hold of you. I know that you are I just screwed up that on the computer. Hold on. I know that you are your website is I know I'm having a fantastic time here working my computer. A modern day shaman.com. I know if you Google your name.
Actually it's .net. It's
modernday shaman.net. And if you just Google Bart Smyth, it does come up, S-M-Y-T-H, it does come up with a a couple of your moderndayshaman.net comes up, and also a there's a few other things that come up of other shows you've been on and things like that. So people can get a hold of you, obviously, by contacting you through your website. But are you on Twitter, Facebook, all of that?
I am, and you know, I have people that are managing that for me in the States, and I have a U.S. phone number that people can call me in Europe on, and that's 702-751-3818. And, of course, they can contact the office.
And on the website, on Bart's website, everyone, I'll tell the listeners, on the homepage, the picture of the eye that he was talking about healing, the eye issue, that is on the homepage. There's a page, then there's an about Bart kind of page. There's healing and products page, events, testimonials, blog, gallery, and contact thing as well. So to get a hold of the site's very well organized and very easy to work, which that's not always the case. So I think that everybody you'll find what you need.
Well, Denise has done a great job, and as I said, she's working with me now. She's the woman who's put this all together for me in the States. That's good to hear. I'm not a computer geek. I'm a human computer geek, but not when I listen to you, you sound like me.
No. I'm lost all the time, trust me. I used to be so on top of technology, and when I got out of the regular corporate work thing, I started doing the kind of work I do now. I've been lost it's about 15 years, I would guess, that I have no idea what I'm doing anymore technically. Can't work my computer, can't work my damn phone, can't work anything. Frustrating, very frustrating, but, you know, whatever. It's okay. It's all good, you know. I think if I was supposed to be able to work these things, that's what I'd be doing. So you have a sample of your work that you wanted to offer the listeners as well, I believe, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a little bit of a gift for people if they go to the website and sign in, and then we're going to do a free online group healing session that we're organizing. So they can go there and sign up for that. And also they can download a little video that it's about drawing your attention to yourself and focus. And it's based on internal martial arts. And I've just combined a few things to it to speed up that process. I saw the benefit of it with my Tai Chi students. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to put this out there because it does work, and it can de-stress and help people focus very quickly.
And so, on the page, everyone, too. It's sign up for a free group healing, and all you have to do is put in your name and email address and submit it, and that's it. And that makes it nice and easy. And it's real, like I said, all the stuff being easy to find, there's nothing more crazy than having to, you know, go in and search all over the place, and everything is right there, very easy to see where to find everything on the website. Yeah, it's really well done, and I don't believe me, it's not a compliment I give often. most of the websites drive me crazy trying to find stuff, but this one's very, very simple, and all the information that you could possibly want is right there, including clip that you have, I guess, on YouTube of a session or something. I'm not sure what that is. I didn't watch that yet, but
it's just me talking, letting people know a little bit about me and what my intention is training. And I haven't looked at the site recently, so there's a couple of clips there. One of Denise, and I don't know if they put me on there or not, but.
There are video testimonials, written testimonials. There are, organized really well.
Oh, well, thank you. That's really good to hear because Denise really put her heart and soul in it.
Well, she did a good job. She did a she did a good job. It's a lot of work to build a website. And believe me, I know that because I do my own. And you know, as I said, I'm kind of technology. Yes, I do, and I'm a little technically challenged. So it's not that simple for me all the time. But I do manage my own, and it's a lot of work. So she's done a fantastic job. It's really well organized and well done. So I love that about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I really appreciate you being on the show and sharing with us what you do. You know, anybody who wants to get in touch with Bart, please visit his website, which is amodernday.shaman.net. And his name is Bart Smythe. And there's all kinds of things that he does martial arts-wise that I can't pronounce, and I'm not even going to attempt to again. they're there, and all the information is on the site. And again, I appreciate your being on. I don't even know what time it is. Are you in Sweden now?
2:05. And we had a visit last night, so I went to bed early and then woke up for this call.
Well, it's time for you to go back to bed, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show, especially at such an ungodly hour. And I'm definitely going to be keeping up with what you're doing, and let me know if you have anything you're doing. Everybody, sign up for that free group healing. I love that. I think I'm going to sign up for that too. So sign up for that at moderndayshaman.net.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'd like to say right now is thank you very much. And I do have a program. I'm coming to Atlanta, Georgia, and Arkansas. And I did some groups there a month ago and worked out so well they've invited me back. So I will be in the United States from about the 18th of February to March 4th in these locations, and we'll put that up on the website. So.
Cool.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to talk to you.
I'd love to get. I might be able to. Atlanta's an easy one for me. I'm in Pennsylvania, but my husband's a Delta Airlines airline pilot. So Atlanta's his hub. So you can't go anywhere on Delta without going through Atlanta. So I am might be able to get down and see you there.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you being on again, Bart. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, thank you very much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye. Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. That was Bart Smythe, a modern-day shaman, calling in from Sweden. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe he was calling from Sweden. For some reason, I was thinking he was in Nevada right now. I don't know why, but that was what was in my head, was that he was in Nevada. And he wasn't. He's in Sweden, so... We were lucky to get him on the show. Anyway, that's been Just Believe for this week. I want to thank Bart for being on the show. Thank all of you for listening. Remind everyone, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss premiered on November 29th, but is on every Friday night. We have a show on Friday nights at 7 p.m., same station on the Right Stream Network. Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which we call LLL. Aren't we creative? And it's a woman's talk show. We're a woman's It's not a talk show. It's a woman's issue show. It's a show about women's issues like love and relationships and marriage and fashion and makeup and skincare and health and wellness and gossip and anything women want to talk about, whatever's big, we have a show on it. So that's going to be Fridays. That's on Fridays at 7:00. You can find out more about the Right Stream Network at rightstreamradio.com. I'm really having trouble. Okay. So www.rightstreamradio.com. That's our Right Stream Network website. And you can learn about all our shows, Military Monday, Right Stream Tuesday, Family Power Hour, which is on Wednesdays. And we're going to be we have, of course, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on Friday. And then Saturdays or Sundays, we have my show, Just Believe. But we also have another show that we're getting ready to launch here, hopefully in the next 30 to 60 days. And we're going to have hopefully a show on a day very soon. So anyway, I want to just remind everyone to check out rightstreamradio.com, learn about all of our hosts and all of our shows. And anybody who's interested in being a guest on one of those shows or sponsoring our network or advertising with our network, please contact me at lisa@lisatarvis.com. Again, thank you all for listening very much. Check out my website, lisatarvis.com, where you'll find links to my Facebook pages, Twitter account, LinkedIn, plus where you can buy my book, which is called Just Believe. And you can find that obviously on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, or anywhere that you can buy a book. And until next week, everyone, have a fantastic week ahead. I hope that the weather is wonderful where you are. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Don't you know that every girl needs a good friend and